Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Festivus Friday, your favorite hour of every week. We do have some open lines if you want to grab one. 913-586-7798.
Just a couple of them.
913-586-7798. And Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. And Sam, you want the honorary first grievance of the week.
Sam has a grievance?
If
question
I may.
Mark, exclamation point.
If I may. It is a continuation of the Dr. Rick commercial that my life has become. We talked about it quite a bit with the weird tree trimming scam that was going on at my house for 2 days right after we purchased it. That has since stopped. However, the cold knocker salesmen who show up all throughout the day, like 5 a day, we put up a no soliciting sign and we have a Ring doorbell. And is it customary for a door-to-door salesman to just yank on your screen door before pressing any? The doorbell is not inside the screen door. Why are we yanking on the screen door?
Oh, I know. No,
I mean, I have watched my, because we lock the screen door.
I do too.
I have watched my screen door handle nearly get ripped off with the Ring doorbell camera like 15 times already. Leave my door alone.
What is going on in your neighborhood?
I don't
or
know.
At your house?
And they have the gumption to park in my driveway.
The gumption.
I have a salesperson. That's because you're the only target. That's why they do that.
You parked in my driveway.
I understand. They shouldn't do that. They should park on the street.
And keep your filthy mitts off my door handle.
The way I read it is they've learned that somebody brand new just moved into that neighborhood. That's you.
Yeah.
And they are specifically coming to your house and your house alone.
You're trying to make a living, brother. I get it. But don't yank on my dang door handle. You know what I'm not going to do? Is buy whatever you're buying if you yank on my door handle.
You're not going to buy whatever they're selling anyway.
That's a great point.
Who are you fooling? Come on now.
They can yank on that thing all day. You're still not going to buy it.
My grievance is keep your grimy mitts off my beautiful door handle.
Okay. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. If the phone is ringing in your ear, we've got you in, but we've only got one Sam. So it takes a minute because if it's still ringing, it's because he's talking to somebody else. So just be patient. 913-586-7798. And please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. Let's get it on.
It's on.
913-586-7798. Tristan in North Kansas City.
Hi, Tristan.
Oh, thank you for letting me be the first grievance of this wonderful Friday.
Yes, sir.
It's a preemptive grievance, and it's unfortunately with you, Michael, but not in a bad way. When your audiobook comes out, has it already been recorded?
No, not yet. I'm highly considering having Sam Stevie read it. I feel like
that actually plays into it. If you do not get Scott, if you don't get Sam, Scott and Dana to reenact some of the stories in that book, especially Scott yelling at you on your first day on the radio, that would be the biggest miscarriage of justice ever.
I think you are correct, Tristan. I wholeheartedly agree, and I will have them reenact the chapter of which they are in, because they are their own chapter.
Well, I hopefully that happens, and thank you all. Scott, you're awesome.
Oh,
Sam, you do the heavy lifting, and Michael, you beautiful ray of sunshine. You all have a wonderful press.
Tristan, you're the best. Also, Tristan, have you pre-ordered my book, You Have 4 Minutes? If not, it's available on Amazon, Tristan. Hint.
I will be getting the audiobook because I work 12-hour shifts, so reading is not always an option for me. That's why when I heard audiobook, my heart went aflutter.
Oh, Tristan, you'll be able to listen to my dulcet tones. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, be well, my friend. Have a great weekend, bud. All right, take care. Shane in Olathe.
Hi, Shane.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the lovely Friday.
Yeah.
My grievance is I built a house about 7.5 years ago in South Olathe. And recently, within the last probably a month and a half, we've had this same extermination company, like Sam, knock on our door. We go up, and the kid says, hey, we used to service this house, but for some reason you stopped. You know, your neighbor Doug sent me over here, and, you know, we just helped him. And we said, nope, never had you. Appreciate it. Be on your way. And they continue with the very aggressive sales, you know, try to get into the house, try to, you know, make sure that it's just us. We've told this company at least 8 times.
Oh, my.
Do not come back. And yet it looks like that when they get a new crop of people selling because they probably have the highest turnover rate in the city, that they just send them back and try to blanket the same neighborhoods. And we keep telling them no, but they're still using these unethical sales practices to try to get their foot in the door. So that's my grievance.
It's a good one, and one we haven't heard before. Shane, thank you.
Thanks, Shane.
Have a great weekend. Leonard in Independence.
Shalom, Leonard.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Mr. Parks, I'd like to add on to, I know this has been a talk for the last couple Fridays, about the zipper merge.
All right.
I know you've mentioned something about having a program on TV.
Well,
and I think it needs to be a weekly program and more than just the zipper merge.
What else do you want me to conquer?
Okay, well, here it is. I'm a former truck driver. I used to drive all around the city on the interstates. And I see all kind of idiot drivers that don't know the traffic laws. And there could be an educational show on for at least 30 minutes a week to explain all the different traffic laws. And one of them, for instance, would be if it's raining and you got your wipers on, turn your headlights on. And there are so many people out there that don't. So that's kind of my... If I can add to yours, sir.
I appreciate you doing that. And if we ever do launch that Learn How to Drive You More on TV program, I will add one every week.
I think it's not a matter of if. I think it's a matter of when.
913-586-7798. Ryan in Leavenworth.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So I have a grievance regarding the diamond industry. Basically, jewelers and advertisers always talk about lab-grown diamonds as if they are inferior to natural diamonds, when in fact they're chemically indistinguishable from natural diamonds and don't rely on exploitative labor practices. They're often cheaper. And anyone that says anything bad about lab-grown diamonds is just buying into propaganda from the diamond industry. They're insane.
Okay. You're in, friend.
Huh. Okay.
Tom in North Kansas City.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Great. Love you guys, especially on Fridays. Hey, I go to a big grocery store. I won't say the name. I don't think I can I?
No.
Okay. No grocery store, but it's a grocery store. Okay. So anyway, once a week, they have steaks and potatoes and stuff like that, and you get it to go for $5 or $10.99. I went in, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, $10.99. The next Wednesday I come in, it's $12.99, and the guy said tariffs. And I'm like, this cowl came from Canada in just a few days? I mean, it's a long trip. So it's just kind of funny. You see everything creeping up just a little bit here and there. You know, that may or may not be tariff-related.
Yeah, and my fear is, quite frankly, and this is not a political discussion, prices go up and they rarely ever come down. And I'm afraid that prices are going to, you know, certain retailers are going to price up a little bit and say, well, we didn't have a choice when maybe they did or maybe they didn't. I don't know. And then when and if the tariffs go away, the prices don't come back down.
They're exploiting the idea that prices are going to skyrocket, even if their prices haven't skyrocketed.
By the way, Tom has a very homespun voice. Like, I could just listen to him read off the back of a cereal box.
Maybe you should have him read your audiobook.
Oh, Tom, are you still there? Tom?
Yeah.
Tom, do you want
to
read?
I'm here.
Do you want to read my... listen to you with your dulcet tones. Do you want to read my audiobook, Tom?
I don't even know what dulcet means.
It means warm and inviting.
Yeah.
Aw. I'm a retired military guy. You can give me something to do. I don't care.
All right, Tom. I feel like I'm on NPR right now, Tom, and I'm here for it.
And have a good day with that recipe.
Tom, find joy. Thanks for calling.
Sweaty balls.
Okay.
Really, Tom?
Tom!
We were complimenting you.
Tom. Expected better, Tom.
Were we supposed to dump that?
No, you can leave that one, but I mean, that fine. Was coming up on the line for sure. Jake in Platte City. Hello,
hi, Jake.
So before I skewer Mackie with my grievance here, that dude that was talking about those pest controllers, they're out of control. They're swarming Leavenworth. I had to beat.
Swarming? Really?
I see what you did there, Jake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had to beat two of them off almost with a stick. One was harassing my wife, and then he'd come back like the next day, and I was about ready to beat him with a stick, get rid of him. They're terrible.
They're like cockroaches.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Hey, Mackie.
Yeah, Jake.
How do I say this? You're losing your touch, man. Every time you've been on the radio here lately, it's just been blue skies and sunshine. What the heck?
I know. I was the king of severe weather. Like, every time I magically appeared, so would severe weather. But the last couple times, you're right, Jake.
Yeah,
it's been really nice
out. Touch. You need to work on that.
Oh, well, we did get the horrific storms on, what was that, Wednesday?
You weren't on the air, though.
It was Wednesday, yeah.
All right, well, I'm 2 days off, Jake, from State Farm. I'm sorry about that.
I'll see you.
All right, be well. All right, quick break. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Angela, Amy, and the others, hang tight. 913-586-7798. We do have a line open if you want to grab it here on KMBZ.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's get back to it. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Angela in Lenexa. Hello.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, this is Angela. Thank you for having me. My grievance today is people not using common sense and personal responsibility during severe weather. Even if you do not hear the siren, you can always look outside and see that severe weather is coming and use your common sense. The radio stations are very good at telling you what the weather is coming, and you should be on alert when you see the weather forecast and use common sense and not rely on other factors.
Okay.
Angela has spoken. Yes.
Frank in my hometown of Leavenworth.
Hello, Hi, Frank.
Hey, I'm just calling because I have a solution for like all the driving problems, such as zipper merges and roundabouts and stuff like that. Whenever your driver's license expires, whether it be this year, next year, or the following year, every year after that, on your birthday, you have to go get your driver's license renewed, take the written test and the driving test all over again, and then include zipper merges and roundabouts. So if a cop pulls you over because you failed the signal and you hand him your license, like, well, you took the driving test 3 days ago. Like, how'd you mess up this easily so early?
It's not a bad idea. I don't hate the idea of having to do some sort of testing, re the zipper merge, because for whatever reason, and I'm not turning this into a Festivus topic, but just one thing I thought about when you were speaking, Frank, and I appreciate the call. For whatever reason, the zipper merge seems to be something that people either love, hate, don't understand, can't comprehend. I don't get it. But with all that extra testing requires more people. People already hate going to the DMV.
And you have to pay when you take those tests.
And so we're going to have to add people onto the county or state payroll, whichever it is that runs it. We're going to have at least two testers on site every single hour, because if one calls in sick, we got to still have somebody. I mean, I love the idea, Frank. It's just wrought with potential problems.
It's called a zipper merge, yeah. Idiots. Zipper merge.
Here's how you can figure out how to do the zipper merge. Go online.
It's been an issue since, well, I was born. I think we just give up on it.
Oh, my word. 913-586-7798. We do have an open line. You better grab it, or in the next segment, Michael's going to start reading from the Bible like Dave Dawson back in the old days.
I am?
Amy,
I am
in Western Shawnee.
Hi, with Amy from Western Shawnee.
Where the gray poupon is perfectly chilled.
Yeah, I'm in Western Shawnee. I was just calling to piggyback on the gentleman that called about the pest control company that kept coming.
Oh, the annoying salespeople.
Yes. So I moved from Overland Park to Western Shawnee 4 years ago, and a year after I moved, I got a text from a gentleman who said, I'm on my way to your house, I'm with such and such company, I won't name them, but I texted back, I said, I don't live there anymore. It's not my house. Somebody else owns that house now, so please don't. He wrote back and said, oh, I'm so sorry, never mind. And that was it. And then exactly a year later, I get the same text. We're on your way to your house to give you your annual treatment, pest control treatment. Again, I wrote back and said, I don't live there. Please stop. If the other person wants to have your service, great. but I don't live there. It's not me. Oh, so sorry. Never mind. The next year goes by.
No.
I get another text. And the next text, I somehow, either I ignored it or didn't see it, I get a bill for $300.
Oh.
For the pest control treatment that they did on the house that I haven't owned in 3 years. So it took me, oh my gosh, I went through pure hell to convince them, I don't own this house, I never asked for your treatment. The one thing I had done, the initial thing wasn't even a pest control treatment. I had a squirrel get into my basement, and I had them come, you know, get the squirrel out. And that was it. There was no pest control. There was just, you know, remove the rodent and be done. And they, you know, it was like a nightmare to get them to refund my money. And because I'd given them, I'd paid with a credit card. So, of course, they used that credit card number and billed me for this whatever treatment that they did.
Right.
How did you eventually get out of it? I mean, did you have to get a lawyer or anything? Like what's.
No, I didn't. It didn't go that far, but I did have to go to upper management. And when I called, I got transferred to customer service to customer service to customer, to, you know, I had to climb the ladder. I had to write a letter. I had to prove that I didn't live there. It was such craziness. Hmm. And I felt like it was just, I got sucked into a scam somehow, like by ordering their service one time meant that they could come back every year. And that's never what I asked for. I mean, my boxes were packed when they came there the first time.
Yep.
I was getting ready to walk out the door, and yet I get sucked into this. And every service person that I spoke to across these 3 years, none of them ever said, oh, by the way, she didn't work there or live there. I mean, so.
Well, I'm glad. Great grievance. Glad
Thanks,
you got
Amy.
It worked out.
Yep.
For Lauren, Andy, and Gerald, you guys hang tight. We do have open lines because we have a lot of phone lines, but only one Sam. Keep that in mind. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. We have some breaking news at this hour. Grant Hardin, the devil in the Ozarks, the former Arkansas police chief.
Who we just talked about like literally an hour ago.
Who escaped prison on May 25th, has been captured.
Whoa!
He was captured at 3:45 this afternoon in Stone County, Arkansas.
Well, he didn't go very far.
The search...
That's on him.
...had entered its 12th day earlier today. Hardin was taken into custody by Izzard County authorities just a short distance from the North Central Unit in Calico Rock. He was captured 1.5 miles west of the prison.
He didn't go far.
His identity was confirmed by fingerprint analysis before the announcement of his capture to the public was made. And the public, thank you, Captain Obvious, the public is no longer in danger at this time.
You can now go float tripping without fear.
Float tripping, hey.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay. Sorry. I know this is not... We don't do topics on Festivus Friday. Are you double dipping? We did just get the best suggestion ever on the text line. You want to fix the zipper merge? Quit saying which lane ends. Okay, we're done with zipper merges.
Okay. We're following up on breaking news. The devil in the Ozarks, former police chief Grant Hardin, has been recaptured this afternoon. He was only 1.5 miles away from the very prison that he escaped 3 weeks ago, or two and a half weeks ago. Dumb. 913-586-7798. We do have some open lines. Somebody just dropped off, so that frees up one. 913-586-7798. Andy in Lenexa.
Hello, Hi, Andy.
Hi, guys. Welcome back, Mackie.
Thanks. Good to be back.
So everybody wants to talk about the weather. I'm on that train this week. Sorry.
That's fine.
We had the alerts go out to phones. I work down in Olathe, and as an employer, it's everybody's responsibility to make sure that your employees are safe, obviously. If an employer does not have any kind of a solid structure or a basement, there needs to be plans in place for an emergency situation like we had. And my grievance this week is we cannot wait. As employers and as supervisors and managers, we cannot wait until the last minute when you're seeing that wall cloud coming to start turning people loose. There has to be a more effective plan in place. So for those of you listening that are in kind of higher up echelons of the company, you guys need to be sitting down. If your facility does not have a structure that's tornado safe, you need to be sitting down and making your plans right now, because I don't think anybody got hurt our tornado that we had.
No, nobody was hurt.
It could be a whole lot worse the next time. God forbid something happened like a Joplin tornado to the Kansas City area.
Fair point.
Hey, Andy, real quick, what are your thoughts on zipper merges?
No.
Well, the only zipper merge that ever bothers me on a daily basis is on my britches, so I'm good.
The more you know, NBC logo shooting star. Thank you, Andy.
Riches. You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
You do the same. Thanks, man. Gerald in St. Joe. Gerald, hello.
Hi, Gerald.
Hey. I was just telling Sam that I lay asphalt for a living, and whenever we go paving highways, some of them highways that are kind of busy, we'll run a pilot car on. And on every side road that comes onto the highway and every driveway that comes onto the highway, we'll put a sign that says, pilot car, please wait. And not a single person will read it. Maybe they do read it, but they never wait.
Well, let me say something. I'm not challenging your grievance. If I saw a sign that said pilot car ahead or something, I wouldn't know what a pilot car was.
It says, please wait. So it didn't say ahead. It just says, please wait.
Okay.
And I also would say, like, we also close stuff down every once in a while. Like, today we had some ramps closed down. And if you see a road closed sign, why would you drive up the road? I don't understand. I mean, the pilot car, please wait. Just if you wait long enough, you'll find out what's going on. If not, you go driving through oil and tack. And right when we started this year, I had a kid. He was in high school, heading to school, got rear-ended our tack truck because he was doing 60 up over a hill. And just over that hill was our tack truck. And he about rear-ended him, covered his car in oil and tack.
And well, you know what? Then good. As long as nobody was hurt, good.
I talked to the kid a couple days later. I saw him coming through our setup, and I said something to him. I asked him if he learned something. He said, "I sure did. I'm so sorry," which I understand some people don't understand it. But when we're in the same area for a month and you know exactly what's going on and we see the same person driving up behind us on our mat, running into our pilot car, causing us problems, it's just annoying more than anything.
All right, got you, man. Hey, Gerald, do appreciate the call.
Thanks,
Gerald. Have a great weekend. I could not agree more with this next text grievance. This is from 6849. My grievance is, didn't have that on my bingo card, is done. Give it a rest. Stop already. I used that phrase for a while.
When I was going to say, you say that.
I know, and I have made a concerted effort to stop saying that phrase, because it's everywhere.
Okay. I will keep an ear on that going forward.
I'm going to use it. I'm going to keep using it.
I love it. I didn't have the two of you being smart, Alex, on my bingo card.
I love it.
Well, you just used it, so. You lost the tournament.
The tournament.
Well, that's just going to cause all kinds of mayhem. 913-586-7798. 5586.
You guys are dorks.
7798. Tony in South Kansas City.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Eminem. Hi, Scott. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing well, man. Thank you.
Good. I hate to be a downer on a Friday, but unfortunately, my grievance is one. My wife battled breast cancer and chemo for going on 4 years. We both get Social Security, and she passed away on the 20th.
I'm so sorry.
Her check went in on the 21st, and I got a call the following Saturday from Social Security that said, "We understand your wife passed. We're really sorry, but since the check went in the day after she passed, we're going to have to take that back out of your account."
Wow.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they ended it with, "But you do get a $255 death benefit."
$255. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll try not to spend it all in one place.
I'm sorry, Tony.
Man, Tony, that stinks,
man. I'm sorry that happened.
Well, you know, it is what it is, but, you know, they talk about entitlements and everything else, but by George, we paid into that year after year after year after year, and the stupid government starts dipping into it. They can't keep their hands off of it, and that's why we're in the shape we're in today.
I'm Tony.
But either way, I'm doing okay, and
good.
I love your show, and I hope you guys have a great weekend.
Tony, you do the same, and I'm sorry to hear about the events of the last couple of weeks in your life. I really
sending
am.
You a lot of love and light, Tony.
I greatly appreciate it to both of you. You have a good one.
You do the same. Be well. Oof. Sheila, I hate to break it to you, but you get to follow that one.
Hi, Sheila.
Oh, wow, that's heavy. Hey, all you groovy people.
Hello.
Hey, Sheila. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey. But my grievance is non-murderers. I think before anybody should get a driver's license, they should be able to merge onto a highway. I try to get over to let them on if I can, but if I can, I'll slow down to let them on. But whenever you slow down, instead of bringing yourself up to speed, I don't think I should have to lock up my brakes on the highway to let you on. So that's my grievance.
All right. Sheila, thank you. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Bye, Sheila.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
All right. A lot of traffic grievances lately.
They have had it officially.
Huh. We have every line open now. First time, all hour. So if you want to get on, this is your best time to get in. 913-586-7798. 7798 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. And don't forget to check out the Dana Parks podcast. It is available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com.
All lines are open. That did not have that on my bingo card.
Okay. It is Festivus Friday. Thank you, by the way. Before we get to the end of the show, it's always a delight to do the show with you. And everybody in the city can't wait till your book comes out in September.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, you know, I love it when you call me and say, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing today? What are you doing this afternoon? What are you doing from specifically from 2 to 6? Nothing. Why? You want to play radio? Okay.
Do you really phrase it that way?
Yeah.
Nice.
You want to play some radio?
I do want to play some radio. Although when he calls, it's any, you know, I know exactly. I'm like, oh, well, somebody's not coming in today. So we're sick or playing golf or whatever. Fill in the blank. And I'm always available.
Beth in Kansas City, Kansas.
Hi, Beth.
Hey, Scott and Mackie. First, I want to ask Mackie, how can I see anything that you got going on? Is it on TV, YouTube?
Beth, I'm everywhere. I'm literally everywhere. Just, you can go to michaelmackie.com or you can go. I'm also on the Book of Face. I'm on the Twitter. I'm on the radio right this very second, Beth.
No. Anyway, my grievance was for that gentleman that called in about the Social Security. I don't know why Social Security takes the money back, because the check is for the month before. If you live through the end of the month before, that's your money. But when they started changed it where you get it on a certain Wednesday instead of on the third every month, they started taking it back. So I think they're robbing people.
Beth, wait, is it?
Of course they are.
Is it a reward for making it through the previous 30 days?
You what? Lived! Yay!
Congratulations! Here's some money.
I guess so.
All right, Beth.
But once you get to that first, that money that's due in that particular month is for the month before. I've tried calling, you know, my congressman to ask about why they don't change it, but...
Hey,
I've had
Beth.
Relatives where it was snatched back.
Beth, you know who's awesome? You are.
Oh, I love you too. I love both of you. I love this show.
Well, thank you. Very kind. Have a great night.
I have no grievance for you all.
Well, thank you. You're very kind.
Bye, honeys.
Lane in Kansas City.
Hi, Lane.
Hey, Clay DeSoto, Scott, your nemesis out there. But my grievance is I go watch my son umpire baseball. He does several leagues around town. Watched him umpire today. He's really, really good at what he does. But I forgot to tell you, my buzzword bingo card is full for today with the show, just as an aside.
Okay.
My grievance is that sitting in the stands, it's somewhat hilarious to listen to the fans, depending on whose side it is that's behind me, because his strike zone is either spot on or his strike zone is wider than the state of Texas and the kid doesn't even know what he's doing. So, he's really good at it, but to hear them say it, Stevie Wonder would do a better job.
And how old is your son, Lane?
He turns 21 in a week and or month and 5 days.
We're just laughing at some of your lines.
What?
If I can bring some levity to the world, I figured I'd do that. I chap enough people off. I got to use that term so you won't hit me with the with the drop button, but.
Stevie Wonder.
I just turned 60. People need to do what they're supposed to do when I tell them to do it.
That's right, Lane. We got to run. Thank you, buddy.
Bye, Lane.
Dave in Olathe, you got 1 minute because I want to make sure we get Richard on before we end the show.
Hi, Dave.
Okay. When's the last time you've been inside a fast food restaurant? The front counters, you can't see the employees because they build a big wall around where the employees are. So you stand there forever. There's no registers, just two kiosks. And it's just drab, uninviting, and like boring.
I have not been inside a fast food restaurant in a very long time.
That makes two of us. I'm kind of a drive-through guy, Dave.
Because that's probably better for you.
Yeah, because the rare times I do go to a McDonald's, because they do have addictive breakfasts.
Preach.
I always go through the drive-thru. I have not been inside a McDonald's in, I don't know when, or Burger King or any of that stuff. Chipotle, I've been inside a Chipotle.
Well, you have to go inside.
Yeah,
that's not fast food. That's fast cash.
Fast cash.
Okay.
Richard in Atchison. Hello.
Hi, Richard.
Hey, how we doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Good, good. Got an appreciation for all our road construction workers out there doing their best to make our roads better and safer for us. And just love you guys and want to hear some Dana-isms. Oh. We got a couple we can throw out there.
Well, hang on. Just we got an extra minute here.
You know, Richard, I did not have that on my bingo card.
No, that wasn't. It's been a minute.
What in the Sam Hill?
Speaking of other cliche lines I could do without, it's been a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Dana-isms are awesome.
How many you want to hear?
You guys do your time, whatever you got time for.
Okay.
We're good with it.
Okay. You're speaking for the entire listening audience, apparently.
Thank you, Richard. Richard is speaking for everyone. You will listen to Dana-isms Richard.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold, okay? And we're going to fire a couple off for you.
All right.
All right. Here we go. Sam, you're first.
A muff in good condition.
Excuse me, what?
A muff in good condition can go for strangely high prices.
Stop.
I'm just going to hand you the stick, and you hop up and see how many you can jump on. We're going to have Scott do it, and I'm going to do it. I mean it.
Okay.
You cannot practice. It's got to be raw, pure pogo endurance. Well, it's a knob, and you crank, 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 and, you know, that's what it is. When you're ramming up
excuse me?
And then here we are at a red light, and there you are. Where do you think you're going, buddy? Because now we're in the same spot. You rubby, no talkie. I know, but I like squeezing it. I like touching it.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I do. There's something very satisfying about it.
Well, Richard, I hope that was satisfying for you. Today is National Donut Day. It also happens to be the anniversary of D-Day. So when you enjoy your freedom, remember who gave it to you and protected it for you. Birthdays today. Paul Giamatti is 58. Uncle Cracker is 51. And Robert Englund, Freddy Krueger, is 78. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host, Michael Mackey.
Love you.
I love you too, brother. My name is Scott Parks. God willing, back Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.